Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Business can be a lonely place, but it can also be a fun place. And the difference between the two isn't a great deal. In fact, I often find the difference between business being a fun, great place versus business being a lonely place is down to how we think and what sort of impact we're making. So I know that within our Partnership Club tribe, the people we tend to attract and the people that come and that we do great work with want to make a greater impact than just simply sell a product, service, widget for money. Sure, that's the starting point for every business. But eventually that gets you so far before you go, I want to make it bigger than me. One thing we talk about all the time and something which we probably don't share enough with the outside world is really what drives us. And it's got nothing to do with helping people generate more referrals and have great marketing systems. Sure, that's a byproduct of what we do and how we do it. Our bigger mission and our real vision within our organization is how do we help others make an impact so in the end, there is a global impact trickling down throughout societies. And whether that be that we get to hire more people, our clients get to hire more people, whether that be that they're choosing to be part of social impact projects, whether that be that they're just feeding more mouths because of the great work that they're doing, helping their clients get results. See, to me, that's the big picture that I continue to look at. That's what excites me day in, day out, to know that we're making some sort of impact with our own clients for them to make an impact within their societies. Because in the end, society then becomes better. We live in a better world. So what I want to go through here is, how do you make business fun and great? Because you're making a greater impact than just simply making money. Selling that widget, having people buy your product or your service. And to me, it comes down to probably three key things to think about when going, okay, how do I make something bigger than just myself? How do I create a mission, a vision around something more than just me? And it starts off that it's really hard to have a great, fun business if you're not doing something you're passionate about. Now, that doesn't mean that it has to be to the full extreme that that's the only thing you see yourself doing ever. But it's really hard to get up day in, day out when you're doing something that just doesn't excite you. When we sold our marketing agency in 2013, that didn't excite me anymore. When people would phone and have questions or not be happy with something, my response wasn't what it should have been. And that's what told me, it's time to move on. You can't keep getting up and doing this day in, day out with that sort of response and that sort of reaction. So if you're giving yourself that sort of response, that sort of reaction, when little problems come up, when you've got to put out little spot fires, when things become a little bit harder than normal, then you probably need to ask yourself, am I doing the right thing right now? Finding your passion is not something that unfortunately you can click your fingers with and all of a sudden it just happens. It evolves. Sometimes you've got to go down completely different paths to realize what it's not before you can realize what it is. But if you and your business are going to make a greater impact, you need to find what your passion is. It could also be that your business does one thing, but the bigger purpose, your bigger passion is something completely else. And one supports the other. That's absolutely fine also. But what makes you excited every day to get up and make stuff happen. That's when funding begins. The second thing that you've really got to think about is, how do you create a movement? How do you create a tribe? How do you do more than just simply help? By pure mistake, there was this great documentary that was on just the other day that I happened to flip the channel, and there it was. It was on ESPN with Billie Jean King, probably the pioneer in female tennis. And just listening to her speak and how clear she was all those decades ago into the 1970s, 80s, of this wasn't about me being a great tennis player. This is about creating a movement for female tennis. And that's exactly what took place. And you can go back through decades, generations, where people have created a movement. People have done more than just simply gone, this is about me. How do you do that? And sure, it doesn't need to be on this huge scale, but who knows, it might become that. But start off with just simply going, how do I create more of an impact than just simply my business selling this product or service? The final thing that I think is really important to take this to a new level. So we had around your passion, we had around movement. And the final thing is, how do you lead others rather than tell others? So it's, how do you lead, not own? So I hear all the time, people who have businesses, so my client's this, my client's that. Sure, we've got unbelievable clients, but I'm on the journey with them. I don't own them. I'm there to help and support, guide. But more importantly, I'm simply there to help lead them. And then they're going to have that effect where they lead their people. And down the chain it goes. So you need to be really clear on how do you see your own people within your own organization. Both a team member perspective and a client perspective. Do you give them the space that they need, the voice that they need? Do they have the ability to be able to create amazing things themselves? And if you're doing great at leading, then they should. And that becomes my thinking that allows us to continue to be able to make a greater impact than just simply helping people build their referral systems. That's nice. That's certainly helpful. But it's bigger than that. And when you've got the ability to allow yourself to think how much bigger you could make it, how much bigger you can make it without it being a focus on you, that's when business becomes great and fun. Because there is so much more that you're striving to be able to achieve than just simply putting money in the bank account. Now, don't get me wrong, you need to be able to do the first part before you can do the second part. So don't try to create this great movement, this great impact of a business if you're not looking after yourself first and having enough in the bank account to support you and the immediate people around you. It's like the airlines say, put your own mask on first before helping others. There's nothing wrong in being able to dream that. If you're not ready for that greater impact part first, still have that in your mind. Still have that as part of your vision. as that drives you even more to get there faster. So a simple question to you, how could you just go from being a simple business that is focused on your product or service to being something that's even greater, that creates a greater impact for society? That is a movement, a tribe that does more than just simply help people with what it is that you do. Food for thought. Hopefully it's been intriguing. If this is the first time that you've joined us, welcome. You can always get great resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru. Make sure that you follow us, whether that be on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, whatever channel you happen to be on, we're on them all. Either search for Michael Griffiths or search for Referral Marketing Guru. And until next time, look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care, everyone.